A proposal filed in the U.S. House would designate everything east of the St. Johns River from the Florida-Georgia line to south of Flagler Beach as a National Heritage Area. The designation would allow locals to preserve what's important to them, says Kathy Fleming. She's the executive director of the St. Augustine Lighthouse and Maritime Museum.
And the community really decides on those funding choices and what they're going to try to do together. So it's not something that's done by one person or one group that's controlling it all, or even by the government. It's done by the community itself.
The heritage areas usually receive between $400 and $750 grand in federal dollars annually. And Fleming says there's a fivefold return on investment for the area's local economy. Bill's sponsor, Congressman John Rutherford, says his legislation has bipartisan support and he believes a clear path through Congress. For WJCT News 89.9, I'm Tristan Wood.